Justice Department has a deadline. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A federal judge giving prosecutors 1 week to propose redactions in the affidavit that led to the Trump raid in Florida, paving the way for some of it to be unsealed. Deanna Shulman is an attorney for media outlets that filed a motion for that.
We are entitled to monitor the affairs of our government at all levels, and that is the interest in this essence that we were asserting today.
The Justice Department says its probe of the former president is still in the early stages and that unsealing the affidavit could jeopardize witnesses and investigators. A Trump spokesperson says the American people should be allowed to see the unredacted version. A man who spent years as Trump's chief financial officer admits his role in a tax fraud scheme.
Alan Weisselberg was accused of taking more than $1.7 million in untaxed payments from the Trump Organization to use for his grandchildren's tuition and a Manhattan apartment. And after pleading guilty to all 15 counts, he's agreed to testify against the Trump Organization in an upcoming trial. He'll also serve 5 months in jail with 5 years probation, but the jail time could last 100 days with good behavior. The Trump Organization calls Weisselberg an honorable man who has been harassed, persecuted, and threatened in a politically motivated quest. New York Attorney General Letitia James says Weisselberg broke the law to line his pockets and fund a lavish lifestyle.
Fox's Ryan Schmalz, his attorney, calls the plea deal a difficult decision to end legal and personal nightmares rather than risk facing 15 years in prison if convicted at trial. Starbucks loses a court fight over the firing of 7 Memphis employees who had helped lead an effort to unionize their store. A federal judge ordering the company to reinstate those workers, the National Labor Relations Board asking the court to intervene. More than 200 Starbucks locations have voted to unionize in the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A global monkeypox outbreak now includes more than 13,000 people in the U.S., hitting every state except Wyoming. And the federal government is stepping up its response, buying nearly 2 million additional doses of monkeypox vaccines.
50,000 doses are being allocated for state and local health departments in areas hosting large events that attract the LGBTQ community and other high-risk groups.
We will bolster local efforts to meet people where they are and mitigate the spread of monkeypox.
White House monkeypox coordinator Bob Fenton says the administration is also making 50,000 doses of monkeypox treatment available that local health departments can begin ordering next week.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A nonprofit group led by Robert Kennedy Jr. and known for its anti-vaccine stance is now suspended from Instagram and Facebook for repeated violations of policies on COVID misinformation. Children's Health Defense has faced persistent criticism from public health advocates for misleading claims about vaccines and the COVID pandemic. Kennedy himself was kicked off Instagram last year, but remains on Facebook. The singer, formerly known as Kanye West, takes on critics of his new clothing line.
Kanye, who prefers to be called Ye, talked to Fox News exclusively about the controversy over his new Gap Yeezy clothing line, in particular the criticism that the clothes are being sold in large bag bins that look like trash bags. Yeah, he said the more people mock the people that step out on a limb and try something new, the more it hurts the country.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to step out on a limb and change the world and reclaim our position in America as leaders of industry.
He didn't mention Kim Kardashian by name, but did say he's fighting to continue creating despite losing everything important to him. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Slight gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 18 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.